USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The number one duty that the President of the United States has is national security and to protect Americans.
And that's what White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders says is behind the President's latest tariffs plan. This time, the President is threatening to impose tariffs on Mexican goods unless the Mexican government stops the flow of illegal immigrants into the United States. A reporter asking Sanders if U.S. consumers should have to bear the brunt of the President's trade and national security policies.
They shouldn't, frankly. Congress should actually fix the laws and we wouldn't have this problem. Mexico should engage with us.
Meanwhile, the president says he's going to announce what he calls a very dramatic plan for the southern border today. Police are on the scene of a shooting at Baylor University Medical Center in Dallas. It reportedly involves a security officer, but no other details are available yet. And this is USA Radio News.
Today, business happens here, here, and virtually anywhere. Because today, innovative companies are reinventing the way business happens. And they need people who can keep up. With the expertise and technology to get packages to over 150 million delivery points. So, who can help you deliver the future of commerce? The United States Postal Service. See why we deliver more e-commerce packages to homes than anyone at usps.com/future.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
Record flooding's been going on for days in Arkansas, and it's caused a levee to breach in the town of Dardanelle along the Arkansas River. And forecasters say residents in that area should be prepared for rapidly rising water and probably evacuation.
They are telling people that it is an emergency, that the levee has breached, and that everybody needs to evacuate.
That resident was speaking to Fox News. In Missouri, a judge is expected to rule shortly on the license renewal efforts of the only remaining abortion clinic in the state. If it's not renewed by the end of the day, Missouri will become the first state without a single abortion clinic. Danish-born socialite Klaus von Bülow, who was convicted but later acquitted for trying to kill his wealthy wife, has passed away at the age of 92. One-of-a-kind, old-school, vaudeville-style singer Leon Redbone has died at 69, and this is USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Despite growing calls from fellow Democrats to launch impeachment proceedings against President Trump, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she thinks Trump wants to be impeached, and she's afraid that might help him in 2020. But on the overall resist Trump movement, she says,
our founders, in the darkest days of the revolution, they said, the times have found us. Well, I think right now the times have found us. We have a defiance of the Constitution of the United States.
Saying on Jimmy Kimmel Live that as a result, it's not that impeachment's off the table, but before it's launched, the case for it would have to be ironclad, so the investigations will continue. Democratic Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is serving drinks and food at a Queens, New York restaurant. The Democratic New York representative says she's waitressing today at that restaurant in Jackson Heights so as to raise awareness for bills she supports, one that would raise the national minimum wage and one that would eliminate a lower minimum wage for tipped workers. The freshman congresswoman used to waitress before she won election last year. And there were literally not enough words hard enough to stump this year's Scripps National Spelling Bee finalists, so in an extraordinary move, the spelling competition has crowned 8 co-champions who will each get $50,000 towards their college. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.